Make your audience stop scrolling. Secrets of writing a killer blog title. Oh, hello there. I see you've stumbled into my corner of the internet. Welcome, welcome. I'm Atara, the SEO queen of fusion marketing. Today we're diving headfirst into the world of blog titles, a realm more treacherous than Mordor, more labyrinthine than the Minotaur's maze, and trickier than creating the perfect drink for your bartender friend. So, grab your snorkel, your compass, and perhaps a stress ball, trust me, you'll need it, and let's get this show on the road. First things first, let's address the elephant in the room: crafting blog titles is hard. I mean, seriously, who knew that creating a few catchy words could be as challenging as assembling IKEA furniture without instructions? I'm telling you, it's like trying to bake a souffle in a toaster. But fear not, dear reader, because that's why you have me, your friendly neighborhood SEO queen. I've wrestled with many a blog title in my time, so sit back, relax, and let me spill the tea. Keep it short but sweet. In the world of blog titles, size does matter. But contrary to what you might think, bigger isn't always better. Imagine you're on Twitter, scrolling away, and boom, a post with so many entries, it could give War and Peace a run for its money. You'd scroll past faster than you can say TLDR, right? As a rule of thumb, try to keep your titles under 65 characters, as that's what Google will display before they cut you off. If you're wondering how long 65 characters is, it's shorter than this sentence, folks. Make it snappy. If your blog title was a party, it should be the one with disco lights, a chocolate fountain, and a DJ spinning funky tunes, not the one with lukewarm punch and a playlist filled with Engelbert Humperdinck. Be bold. Be sassy. Throw in some power words, maybe even a pun or two. Make your audience stop scrolling and think. Well, this looks like a party I want to attend. Don't be a clickbait culprit. We've all been there, lured in by a scandalously enticing headline, only to find the content as thrilling as watching paint dry. Being misleading might get you clicks, but it won't win you any friends. Remember, the internet never forgets, and neither do disgruntled readers. Keep it unique. Here we are at the crux of our journey. Crafting blog titles is a little like writing an essay for school. You want to make it as unique and original as possible while still conveying your message in the most effective way possible. That means no more recycling old ideas, no more rehashing old content. If you want to stand out in the blogosphere and make sure your audience remembers you for all the right reasons, i.e., not because they saw that same title everywhere, then it's time to start thinking outside of the box. SEO is your BFF. I may be biased, okay. I'm definitely biased, but SEO is the secret sauce to crafting killer blog titles. Incorporate keywords naturally, think about your audience's search intent, and don't keyword stuff for the love of all things holy. Google is smarter than that, and so are you. Be a tease. No, I'm not suggesting you flirt with your readers, although a little charm never hurt anyone. What I mean is, pique their interest. Give them a little sneak peek, a tantalizing tidbit that makes them want to click on your blog faster than a cat on a laser pointer. But remember, there's a fine line between being a tease and revealing too much. You're aiming for a tasteful cliffhanger, not a spoiler alert. Embrace your inner drama queen. Let's face it, we all love a bit of drama. It's why reality TV is a thing. So don't be afraid to inject a little excitement into your title. A dash of hyperbole here, a sprinkle of sensationalism there, and voila, you've got yourself a title more irresistible than free Wi-Fi. Ask a question. People are naturally curious creatures. It's why we can't resist clicking on those "you won't believe what happened next" articles. Use this to your advantage by framing your title as a question. It's like dangling a shiny object in front of a magpie, they won't be able to resist. Frame questions in a way that is relevant to your audience. A good question should be thought-provoking, engaging, and answerable in the blog itself. The listicle is your friend. People love lists. They're easy to digest and give the illusion of order in this chaotic world. Plus, they make it seem like you're getting a lot of value for your click. 7 Ways to Improve Your SEO. Yes, please. 10 Reasons Why Cats Are Better Than Dogs. You betcha. Listicles are also a great way to up your keyword numbers on your site. They can quickly help you hit the sweet spot of including relevant keywords without going overboard. Keep it fresh. The world of SEO is a constantly evolving beast. What works today will be totally irrelevant tomorrow. That's why staying up to date with trending topics and hot news stories is crucial, as they'll give your blog title an edge over the competition. There are some fantastic blogs out there, so don't be afraid to draw inspiration from them. Just remember to make sure your title is totally unique and not just a copy and paste job. Try again. Finally, the most critical advice I can give you is, don't give up. Crafting blog titles is hard work, and feeling stuck and frustrated is normal. My best suggestion, step away from the computer for a bit, clear your head, and return to it with fresh eyes. You might be surprised at what you can come up with. Hire an SEO company. If all else fails and you're still stuck, don't be afraid to reach out for help. A good marketing company will have the experience and expertise necessary to whip up a killer blog title and the content to go with it in no time. Plus, they'll also be able to look after your on-page SEO needs, from meta descriptions to keyword optimization, giving you one less thing to worry about. So there you have it, folks. The trials and tribulations of crafting blog titles, as told by yours truly. Remember, it may feel like you're trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle while blindfolded, but with a little bit of practice and a lot of caffeine, you'll be crafting clickworthy titles in no time. If you'll excuse me, I have a date with a particularly stubborn title that's been giving me the side eye all day. Wish me luck. And remember, in the world of blog titles, fortune favors the bold.